Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A few headlines, and then we'll talk through why Christian leaders should work more fervently to oppose conservative pro-life candidates who turn out to be lying politicians like Ken Buck, who campaign on the backs of unborn children and then brag to the public that they are not extremists, that they will confirm pro-choice judges, judges who kill countless unborn children. So Ken Buck said in a debate, 9 News debate this past week, he said the kind of judges he would confirm are judges who, as Bill Clinton has said, and Buck quoted Bill Clinton, judges who say that abortion should be safe and legal and rare. He said, I would confirm those kind of judges, and those judges are the only kind of judges we have. We, even Hillary Clinton, even Barack Obama, they all say they want abortion to be rare. They want to reduce the number of abortions. They all say that. And so Ken Buck says, the kind of judges I'll confirm are the judges who are pro-choice. Pro-choice. So, but first, these headlines. The European Commission proposes to create a European-wide tax, and arguments that high taxes kill people by greatly increasing stress apparently fall on deaf ears over there and over here. You know, Republican administrations in every Republican presidency since World War II has outspent every preceding Democratic administration. Did you know that? Even George W. Bush outspent Bill Clinton, even on social programs, even giving money to Planned Parenthood, hundreds of millions of dollars more money to Planned Parenthood than Bill Clinton was able to put together. So America's following Europe, and the Republicans are a major part of that problem. In France, striking French workers are angry that the government doesn't have the money to fund its irresponsible pension promises. And apparently they think that by striking and working even less than the French customarily do, that that will magically enable the government to fulfill its fantasy. French strikers are now attacking police officers as their president promises a crackdown. You know, it reminds you that the only war the French ever won, I think, I didn't look it up, but generally the only war the French ever won was the Civil War. That's about it. And why does Paris have all those trees? Why does Paris have tree-lined streets? I think it's because Germans like to march in the shade. I think that's it. All right, what else do we have? Here in America, a Gallup poll is out. Unemployment is now at 10%. Unemployment now at 10%. And add that to last week's headlines, 41% of babies born out of wedlock and 42 million Americans on food stamps. Wow, this is a tragedy that we're seeing unfold all over the world as governments increasingly turn their backs on biblical principles and they pursue godless, atheistic policies, Darwinist socialism, which ignores God's commands, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not murder. And we have right now millions of Americans who are conservative and describe themselves as conservative, thinking that we're going to things are going to turn around because we're about to elect a lot of Republicans. And this, the same phenomena happened in 1994, the identical phenomenon. And 2 years later, the country was worse off because the Republicans going into office, they exploited the plight of the unborn being killed by making promises during the primary that they had no intention of keeping. They lied on the backs of unborn children to get money and votes. And the pro-choice judges that Ken Buck says he'll vote to confirm, they are the Republicans, the judges nominated by Republican presidents who have given us abortion. For example, the Roe v. Wade court, that was a Republican court. Majority of the judges were Republican, and Harry Blackmun, who wrote Roe v. Wade, he was a Republican justice nominated to the Supreme Court by a Republican president. And the court has been Republican, a majority of Republican justices. And I say Republican because when Jesus was here, he went after the publicans. He went after the publicans. And we're trying it again now. We're hoping maybe it'll work. Now it's the Republicans. And so we've had a Republican court through all the decades since Roe v. Wade, and the Republican justices, the majority on the U.S. Supreme Court, have kept child killing legal to where we have over 50 million children slaughtered by Planned Parenthood and paid for by the hundreds of millions of dollars by Republican presidents and thousands of Republican congressmen and senators and governors and state legislators. But I'm ahead of myself. I wanted to finish the headlines first. UFO spotted over Richmond, Virginia. Now, it's understandable when unbelievers get all excited about UFOs because since they reject the creator God, they search for something to believe in. But Christians should realize being informed by God's word, having the wisdom of Christ available to us, we should be able to see the silliness in the whole UFO phenomenon. UFOs are usually different, like the one over Richmond, Virginia. It's three little lights in a triangle. We've never seen them entering our atmosphere, while we have governments that constantly monitor the skies for incoming ballistic missiles. We have thousands, tens of thousands of alien spacecraft in our countrysides, but not once have we ever observed them entering our atmosphere on radar. Apparently, thousands of ETs fly countless light years to get here. They never show up in public. They sneak around in rural counties in the dark. They lie about why they're here. They kidnap people at night. They do crude bodily examinations, and they're here to fix global warming. Come on, give us a break. And so aliens became a pop culture phenomenon back in, what, the 1950s and 60s, when it exploded like it did in its popularity. And since then, we've learned how enormous the universe is. And just to get across our own galaxy, never mind all the other billions of galaxies, just to get across our own galaxy at the speed of light, it would take 100,000 years. And a spacecraft can't travel at the speed of light. It would need an infinite quantity of energy. The whole universe would have to be turned into fuel. It's just too much. So Christians who study God's word and have the wisdom that he promises that he'll give us if only we believe, we don't have to be fearful about aliens coming to take over the earth. But the creator who made the earth, he tells us that he will return to judge the world. And he came first as a babe in a manger, a threat to no one, but a savior to all who would believe. And this time when he returns, he's coming not as a gentle child, but he's coming with a sword to judge and punish those who rebel against him. So that's a summary of the story of the Bible. And we have now, we find ourselves October 2010. It's Tuesday, October 19th. We're 2 weeks from Election Day, and we have Christians who get so upset when you expose the conservative pro-life supposed Christians. They say that they're pro-life, and then you find out that they were lying in that they say they would confirm pro-choice judges, judges who believe that a child does not have the right to life, judges the likes of which who have killed millions of children in America. And so I think that Christians tend to make decisions out of fear. They're afraid of the boogeyman. They say, don't you realize that we only have, you got to choose one, A or B, you got to choose one. And telling somebody they don't have a choice, it's as though you're speaking to a child. And you know what? Truth be told, even a child has a choice. But generally speaking, a child doesn't have a choice. A child, one way or another, is manipulated or readily obeys and has to do what he's told. But adults should have a choice. And people are told, well, don't you know how bad the boogeyman is? Don't you know how bad the other man is? And if that's your standard, right, that's your standard, then as society degrades morally and becomes increasingly wicked with blood-stained hands, arguing that you got to pull the lever in that voting booth with blood-stained hands, you will vote for leaders who are increasingly evil as long as your guy's better than the other guy. So you think you'd never vote for Hillary Clinton, right? Unless she was running against Barack Obama. Then we have Christians who would say, well, the lesser of two evils, Hillary's not as bad as Obama, so I better vote for Hillary. If one or the other of them, let's say one or the other was going to be the president, you'd say, well, I got to be realistic. It's either Hillary or Barack Obama because the Republicans were in meltdown just 2 years ago. So Hillary's the lesser of two evils. So I'm going to vote for Hillary. So if you're that kind of a Christian, see, God gives us his standards so we know right from wrong. And God's standards are easy to understand, and it's readily apparent how you apply them in any given situation. But if you throw out God's standards and you introduce your own, like you have to choose between A and B, I asked Will, who called in on this topic, he said, you got to choose A or B. And I said, Will, that's so immature. You're not thinking correctly. If criminals broke into your house and said, we're going to rape one of your daughters, you got to choose your older daughter or your younger daughter. You're going to answer that because you have no choice. It's A or B. Of course, you're not going to answer that. Around the world, there are real life circumstances where you've got two candidates. They're both leading candidates and they're both child killers. And so which are you going to pick? In Germany, there were districts where the Marxists and the Nazis were the leading parties. And between them, they got an actual majority of the vote. And so what are you going to do? Throw away your vote? Or are you going to vote for the Nazis and Hitler because they were going to kill far fewer innocent people than were the Marxists? The Nazis killed millions. The Marxists killed tens of millions. So, you know, we gotta vote for the Nazis because they kill fewer innocent people. And there is no bottom to that abyss. If you're going to decide who to vote for because he's not as bad as the other guy, then by your own mouth, you would vote for Barack Obama if the other guy was worse. And you know what? They could always find another guy who's worse. They could always find another guy who's worse. So would you do it? Would you vote for Barack Obama because he's running against the other guy and the other guy is actually worse? Would you do it? Of course you would do it. Of course you would. When you throw out God's standard and you replace it with your own standard or with the Republican Party standard of it's a two-party system, you got to vote for somebody, then you are transferring your loyalty from God to politicians. And how in the world do you find a group of people that the public views with more disdain than politicians? You might be thinking lawyers, but most politicians are lawyers. And remember, judges, most judges are just especially bad lawyers. Yeah, we got a real problem on our hands when Christians, pro-lifers, many of you, have put into office the very pro-life conservative Republicans who have filled our courts with pro-choice judges who have slaughtered millions of children. But you get so obsessed with the competition of it, the game of it, the Fox News of it, that you just want to win. You don't care at what cost. You don't care. And so Ken Buck will help us beat the boogeyman. And we're so afraid of the boogeyman. Bob, don't you understand? The boogeyman is so bad. He's so bad. We don't care. We really don't care how bad Ken Buck is. We just want to win 2 weeks from now on election night. We want to win in Colorado. Of all the hundreds of races around the country, we want a win in this column in Colorado. And so what if Ken Buck said he will confirm pro-choice judges? So what? So what if he described the kind of judges he would confirm on 9 News just in this past week, quoting Bill Clinton, describing what it means to be pro-choice, and Ken Buck says, that's the kind of judge I would confirm. Somebody like Bill Clinton saying that a judge who says abortion should be safe and legal and rare, you know, we don't want as many abortions. And the Democrats, they point out that abortions go down under Democratic administrations more so than under Republican administrations. And I think they're lying, but based on all the government figures, that's pretty much, you know, they can show that. But it's a lie. It's a scam. But according to our state departments of health, they got an argument. So why don't we listen to this new Amendment 62 radio ad, and then we'll think through this. There's no bottom to that abyss.
Amendment 62 presents a choice for Colorado.
Amendment 62 outlaws the killing of unborn babies.
Legalized child killing is radical policy.
Amendment 62 is common sense reform.
62 protects women.
It protects victims of incest whose abusers can no longer simply dispose of the evidence.
62 does not affect genuine contraceptives and allows women to make healthcare decisions based on sound science.
It protects the snowflake children that fertility doctors and their patients create.
And 62 finally acknowledges the scientific advances confirming what mom has always known in her heart.
That the baby in her womb is a person.
So visit personhoodcolorado.com.
And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Paid for by Personhood USA.
All right. Hey, that check come in from Personhood USA? I'm only kidding. It's such an honor to be able to run ads, since we have a radio show, to be able to run ads for the Personhood campaign. 2 years ago, Personhood received over 600,000 yes votes, about 625,000 yes votes, 2 years ago. That is an extraordinary number of people in Colorado, a liberal state that had just elected a liberal pro-abort governor and a liberal pro-abort president, 625,000 Coloradans who said, I support a total ban on the killing of children in the womb. I support a total ban. And now Ken Buck on 9 News is trying to undermine support for the Personhood Amendment so that he could increase support for his own political lust. His own raw ambition, He's willing to undermine support for personhood for his own raw ambition. And thousands of Christians are so Fox News obsessed, they are addicted the way a housewife is addicted to a soap opera, the way a couch potato is addicted to the Colorado Avalanche in a Stanley Cup playoff. They're just addicted. It's like children. And is our government wicked under Barack Obama and the Democrats? Yes. Is it wicked under John McCain and George W. Bush and the Republicans? Yes. Do the Republicans give us homosexual marriage? Yes. Mitt Romney, he won the Colorado straw poll in the Republican caucuses, which is a consolidation of pro-life and conservative Republicans in Colorado 2 years ago. And he had single-handedly forced homosexual marriage on the state of Massachusetts. He did that. He just forced homosexual marriage on the people of Massachusetts. He ordered county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. He ordered it. And later, the Republican hacks trying to help him win the Republican nomination for president said, oh, he had no choice. There was a Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling, and he had to do that. And that's a lie, because I read the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruling that they referred to, and it never once even mentioned the governor. Never once. They made a recommendation. They acknowledged that they had no authority to institute homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts, but they're liberals, of course. They're godless. And so they recommended that the legislature consider the issue. That's what they did. That was what their ruling did. And Mitt Romney, on his own, because he thought it would help him get accepted by moderate Republicans, Mitt Romney ordered homosexual marriage to be enacted in Massachusetts in a wicked way, unilaterally. And he authorized tax-funded, elective, surgical, even late-term abortion. Let's go to North Glen. Robert, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live.
How are you today?
Good, sir.
I hear you always talking bad about Ken Buck, but you never talk bad about Michael Bennett.
That's because Robert.
Hold on. You need to keep doing the same thing with Ken Buck as well as Michael Bennett.
All right, Robert, thank you for that. Here's why I don't. And it's for the same reason that Jesus targeted his comments. Right? Jesus didn't spend a lot of time criticizing Caesar and Pilate and the Romans and the Greeks. He spent his time criticizing the religious leaders, the wolves in sheep's clothing, not the wolves who were obviously wolves. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. The wicked are obviously wicked. But Jesus was angry at those who pretended to honor God, who pretended to protect the innocent, who pretended they were following the scriptures, biblical principles, and then they deceived the followers of the Lord, and they would kill the innocent. That's who Jesus focused his attention, his teachings, and his anger on. And so, Robert, isn't it obvious that the Democrats are child killer socialists supporting atheistic policies? That's all obvious, right?
Right.
Well, the Republicans have been lying to Christians for 30 years, and Christians are gullible, and they support the child killers as long as they're Republican.
I understand that, but you need to keep doing the same thing with Michael Bennett.
It's obvious.
It almost looks like you're supporting Michael Bennett.
Well, okay.
when you're not doing the same thing with him.
Hey, Robert, what if someone went through the four Gospels and made that same assessment of Jesus Christ and said, you know, Jesus really, he must have been supporting the pagan Romans because he never criticized them. He only criticized the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the priests and the scribes.
But that was Jesus.
Well, right, but aren't we supposed to, isn't he an example for us to follow, to know how to minister, how to teach the you know, the people in our sphere of influence?
I understand that, but...
Well, that's what I'm doing, Robert. That's why. I think I have the brightest audience in the country, and they know that the Democrats are rabid child killers. But they don't know as readily that the Republicans gave us abortion nationwide. They don't know that, and they want to forget it because they want to be cheerleaders, carry pom-poms, and get to celebrate on election night.
Yeah, but I still say you need to still...
All right, I'll do it right now, and I thank you, Robert. Thank you for the encouragement. Michael Bennett is a girly man child killer, and Ken Buck, instead of buckling, should have said, Michael Bennett is extreme because he defends what Planned Parenthood does to babies in the womb. They rip off their arms and legs, and girly man Michael Bennett defends that. Instead, Ken buckled, Ken Buck's the personhood movement, and Ken backtracked on his own commitment to lead a state personhood amendment campaign. He answered, yes, I will take a leading role in fighting for a state personhood constitutional amendment. Yes. Question number 7. Yes, I'll sign my name to the 2008 personhood petition to get it on the ballot. Yes, I'll sign the 2010 personhood petition to get it on the ballot. Yes, I'll raise my hand at a candidates forum. I support the personhood amendment. Just like all these other conservatives up here, Republicans. But then when he gets the little bit of power, then he compromises, abandons unborn children, and says, I'll confirm pro-choice judges.